Who cares? This is the Carson Court Show. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, the podcast app, because Spotify and Overcast. Here we go. It's the Carson Court Show with the skills that always step in favor of sports. We're packed. My NFL midseason takeaways here in a few minutes. Some NFL games. NBA's on tonight. We are absolutely packed. Welcome to the show today. We're live in Virginia Beach. Another beautiful day. So let me start with this. All right. So the NBA comes back tonight. I want to start with this. So Anthony Davis, Los Angeles Laker, is questionable tonight. And this was, I said this about the West. I said there's about two to maybe three teams I love in the West. There's only about two in the East I love. In the East, it's Milwaukee, Boston. Those two, solid, good to go. In the West, it gets a little bit harder, more complicated, but there's only about two or three I really like. Denver's one of them. The Lakers, if they can stay healthy. And depending on what happens, maybe the Clippers. I said my concern, though, I have concerns for each of them other than Denver. My concern for Denver was that they lost a lot of pieces off their bench. Clippers, you know, is the drama going to get in the way? These are superstars. Some of them have played together. There's a lot of drama involved with Westbrook and Harden, and who knows what's going to happen. And my concern with the Lakers, and this was it. Can Anthony Davis stay healthy? That was my concern, and here he is, questionable tonight. Now, when Anthony Davis plays, I think he's a top five player in the NBA. Defensively, best. I mean, you know, he's inconsistent at times, but he's certainly one of the better players in the NBA. But this is the problem, is he gets hurt often. And I've said this about Anthony Davis for years. If he could just stay healthy, I think the Lakers would have turned into the Heat or the Warriors of dynasty, potentially a dynasty. But that's just it. He cannot stay healthy. And questionable tonight, it's only, 2 weeks in the NBA season? That's the concern. That is the concern. So, you know, what do you do? If you're the Lakers, I always said this, and I've been saying this for a while about the Lakers. I think you got to get another. I think you trade for a B+ to A- center. Picks do not matter. A lot of these picks, I've said this for years about NFL and NBA draft picks, trade them. It doesn't matter. Unless you're in a top 1 to 10 picks, to 1 to 15 first round, if you have a pick in them, then you might consider keeping it. Outside of that, 20, 23, where the Lakers are going to end up, my guess is somewhere between 17 and 24, trade it. And, you know, I've said that for a long time. If I'm the Lakers, I would get a B+ to A- center. You know, don't have to worry that much. Again, this just happens every year, and that's the concern. It was the concern with the Lakers, and it is. Questionable. He missed time in the playoffs a few years ago. If you remember a few years ago, there was the Lakers and Suns. Lakers had that series. Up 3-1. Phoenix came back and won. Why? AD got hurt. So that was always the concern. I said, Phoenix doesn't have a bench. Denver have lost Bruce Brown, Jeff, a lot of bench players. Clippers, I worry about the drama a little bit. I think the champion, I've said this for a long time. I think since the offseason, I think the NBA championship, I got to figure out what it's going to be. It's either going to be Milwaukee or Boston. I don't think anyone in the West is competitive. What you're going to get in the West is a lot of second. Teams, Thunder, I like a lot. Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, Denver. A lot of teams that are really competitive that are going to win 40 to 50 games. But there's a concerns each of those. Lakers is AD. Clippers is drama. Denver doesn't, you know, they lost people on the bench. Phoenix is very injury prone, plus they don't have a bench. Thunder are young. So there's a lot more concerns, I think, in the West. I have none with Boston and none with Milwaukee. So, I mean, if you had to argue, you could say Milwaukee doesn't play as well in the postseason, but they won a championship. That's all that matters. So this is the concern every year with the Lakers. This is why I never really put them in my championship contender lists. This year is only three teams anyway, Denver, Boston, Milwaukee, and this is what you get. Injury-prone player, Anthony Davis. Quiet. It's been very quiet organization the last few years under LeBron. Most are. Miami was. But even in Miami, this is it. Kind of some of those players in with the Miami Heat in the dynasty got injury prone. Here he is with the AD getting hurt more. Plus, the Lakers are also already beat up. Vincent is out with a concussion. Rui's still out. So this is the Lakers. This is what concerns me. This is why I don't think they're a championship contender. This is why I didn't put them in. This is why, at best, I think they're Western Conference Finals. You could go down the list. 2, 3, 4. This is why Phoenix. People love the Suns. I didn't buy him doing this year. Why? Injury prone. It matters in the NBA more than the NFL. And it matters in both. But the NBA, you're playing every other night. Traveling every other day. You don't do that in the NFL. Once a week, you have a game. It matters. All right. So that was the first story. Let me go into this. College football tonight, Penn State, Michigan. You know, it's very interesting because I've said this for, it's very, but the Big Ten, like the Pac-12, we know the good teams, right? Pac-12, it's going to be Oregon and Washington. You know, USC just, they've ran into a rough patch. It's going to be Oregon and Washington in the Big Ten championship. I feel like it's going to be Georgia is going to win the SEC. I think my guess is Florida State wins the ACC. Louisville's good. Louisville's in the conversation, but I think Florida State wins it. The Big Ten is very interesting this year for several reasons. I think people love Michigan. Michigan's physical. They play rough. I love the coach, Jim Harbaugh. But I don't think it's a slam dunk that Michigan wins the Big Ten. I think Michigan has a very big test at Penn State this year or this weekend. I think Michigan probably finds a way to win. I think Penn State probably, as young as they are, get out-coached and outplayed by Michigan. That's my guess. I think Michigan wins. I think it's very physical game, low scoring, 21-17 type game, Michigan. That would be my guess. But if Penn State wins, when do you think about Ohio State winning the Big Ten? I don't love Ohio State this year. I don't. I think they're going to make the playoffs and lose in the first round to either Oregon or Georgia. That's what Ohio State feels like to me. But if Michigan loses to Penn State, what if the Big Ten championships Penn State and Ohio State? Very possible. Very possible. So all these talks that Michigan is a playoff team, and I have them at one. I like Jim Harbaugh. I think they got the coach right, the quarterback right, they're physical, the defense is good, it's Big Ten football. That's what Michigan is. And I've said this for a while. I think Florida State will make the playoffs, potentially. I think you have Oregon, Florida State, potentially two Big Ten teams, Ohio State and Michigan. So yesterday, Michigan was number one on my list for top five college football teams. But when do we start thinking here, okay, if Penn State beats Michigan, they're not winning the Big Ten. It's possible. And Penn State, I've said this at the beginning of the year, I feel like there was a couple teams, Oregon, Washington, Penn State, though, and I did say Clemson. Clemson doesn't have the quarterback. They got to get another quarterback this year. You know, I saw something with Pickett. I saw something with Ritter. I saw something with C.J. Stroud. I saw something. I don't see anything there. But so Clemson has to get another quarterback. But I said Penn State, Oregon, and Washington. Those are the teams that I think are undervalued this season. And sure enough, Penn State moved up in the rankings. Oregon, I think Oregon's your national champion. I just do. And Washington's borderline playoff. So, you know, I've said this, Penn State, I love the quarterback. They got the quarterback right. I think Penn State's coach is very undervalued, and I think they got a good defense. So, you know, at what point do we say, okay, if Penn State beats Michigan, is Michigan a playoff team? and I like Michigan a lot. I'm just saying it's a very Big Ten is the that's the game this weekend. If you watch any college football game, Penn State, Michigan at noon is the one to watch. We know who's winning the SEC. It's Georgia. We know who's winning the Pac-12. It's going to be, my guess is it's Oregon. It's either going to be Oregon and Oregon or Washington. My guess is it's Oregon. You know, we know that. I don't know who's winning the Big Ten this morning. Ohio State, Michigan, probably one of those two. But keep your eye on Penn State, too. It's a very interesting conference this year. And with all the drama, and you know I don't like drama. I don't like drama in my sports teams. And with all the drama at Michigan the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe it's college. I imagine they'll stay focused. But who knows? I think my score is going to be Michigan by 4 or 5 this weekend. Very close, very low scoring, very physical game. And that'll end the conversation. And the Big Ten championship will be Michigan and Ohio State. But there's about 2-3 teams in the Big Ten that I could see going to the championship. There's only a Big Ten championship, not the national championship, the Big Ten championship. There's only about one in the SEC, Georgia, two in the Pac-12. But I think Oregon is the better team, and I think Oregon will win the Pac-12. So a very interesting weekend in college football. The other big game is USC and Oregon. Oregon's going to win that game. USC, I think Caleb Williams is having a conflict. Just having a check. I think Caleb Williams would be okay. He'll go number one, but I think he's having a, you know, USC's having a tough time. Lincoln Riley's having a tough time in USC right now. They don't have any confidence in the world. Oregon's coming in, though. I think they're physical. They're crushing people. They're blowing people away. They're the Ravens of college football. I mean, you think this team's good? Boom. I mean, they just crushed Utah. Cal gave USC to a boom. Just crushed. So, you know, that's the Oregon's coming in confidence. Oregon's going to beat USC this weekend. And I think if that doesn't put them at 4 in the college football rankings, I don't know. Oregon's the team. I've said it for weeks. I've been on this for weeks. Oregon is the team to keep your eye on in college football. They are the team that's going to win the national championship. So there you go. That was the second story. Big game this weekend, Penn State, Michigan. I'm taking Michigan by about 4 or 5 points. I think it's physical. I think it's defense run. And I think a young Penn State team gets completely outcoached and outplayed by Jim Harbaugh. That would be my guess. But I don't think it's a slam. Even if Michigan beats, by the way, even if Michigan beats Penn State this weekend, then we know the championship. It's Ohio State and Michigan. Ohio State is a very interesting. I mean, they beat Notre Dame. I mean, Ohio State's interesting. Now, I think they have had too many close games for my comfort. That's why Baltimore is number one. That's why the Ravens are number one in my NFL teams. I mean, they're just blowing people away. That's why Oregon, to me, feels like the national champion. It's, they remind me of Georgia last year. They're just crushing people. I don't get that with Ohio State. They keep, and I said this, I didn't get that with Georgia this year. Georgia and Ohio State, people love them. They're keeping games close. Oregon is not. I mean, Oregon, the game's over at halftime. That's the difference, I think, between Oregon and Georgia and Ohio State. All right. So college football is interesting this year. All right. So that's it. Coming up on the Carson's Court Show, I have my mid-season NFL takeaway, some good NFL games. So I think, especially in the AFC, there's about 2 or 3 really, really important games. I'll go over that next. Tomorrow's my NFL guesses. Also coming up on the Carson's Court Show, like I said, my NFL mid-season takeaways. There's some good ones. There's some really good ones, I think. So it's the Carson's Court Show. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today, www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company, more than just music. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment Plus, more than just music, truly a great company. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day. Still to come, my top 5 biggest NFL midseason takeaways. So let's do this. There's about 2 games in the NFL to keep your eye on this weekend. One of them is San Francisco and Jacksonville, the Jaguars 49ers. The other one tends to be the Browns and Baltimore, the Ravens. And this is why. Okay, I like San Francisco coming off a bye. So I think the 49ers, and like I said, my NFL guess is tomorrow. The 49ers, to me, coming off a bye, losing three games in a row, I think Shanahan has them ready to go. I think that's a bad matchup for Jacksonville, which makes the NFL AFC playoff race kind of interesting. And the other one's Cleveland and Baltimore. The Ravens tend to be very interesting to me because they are really blowing people away. And I think Baltimore, if they win this game against Cleveland, now they start to go up further, who's going to catch Baltimore? I mean, unless Lamar Jackson gets hurt, which is possible. That was my only, you know, if they had Patrick Mahomes or someone like that as quarterback, I would say Baltimore is going to the Super Bowl. My only concern is health. And it happens every year to them. Week 10, week 11, week 12, Lamar gets hurt, and that's it. I mean, outside of that, Baltimore's already beaten quite a few good teams. So that's the concern with the Ravens. If Lamar stays healthy, I think the Ravens are winning at least the NFC, AFC North, probably winning a couple playoff games. But that's always the concern. So if Cleveland wins, then it becomes manageable for Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Cincinnati to maybe catch Baltimore, because especially with the, but if Baltimore wins that game, they have a complete handle on the toughest division in football. So those are the two that I would keep my eye on, is the Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland Browns. I think Baltimore win. It is at home. I think it'll be close, low scoring, physical teams, a lot like Michigan and Penn State, very close game. But I think Cleveland finds a way to keep it close, but Baltimore finds a way to win. That's my guess. And San Francisco and Jacksonville, I mean, this is just a bet. This couldn't be a worse game for Jacksonville. San Francisco, three-game losing streak off a bye with Shanahan. I think the 49ers figure it out, and I think they figure out it big against Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. So those are the two. If Jacksonville beats San Francisco, I said it before, Jack, keep your eye on the Jaguars as a top two seed, top three seed in the AFC. I mean, that is a bad division outside of maybe, and I don't think it's as bad as people originally thought. Like, I think Tennessee's going to win some games. I think Houston, CJ, I think they're going to win some games. I think the Colts at times look like a mess, but even with Gardner Minshew, they could win some games. So it's a very interesting division. My guess is San Francisco beats Jacksonville. And, you know, that's just my guess. Coming up, top five biggest takeaways midseason NFL. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. My top five biggest takeaways in the NFL midseason point. Let's do it at number five, Cincinnati's back. Obviously, they look it. Burrow looks it. Where the Bengals finish, you know, that's a tough conference. They have Pittsburgh twice, Baltimore again. But my guess is Cincinnati finishes top two, makes the wild playoffs as a wild card. I don't know if they're going to catch Baltimore. Baltimore's incredible right now. But number five, Cincinnati's back, and they will make the playoffs. Number four, Cleveland is better than I thought they would be. I mean, Cleveland, you know, again, if one team misses the playoffs, we'll see what happens. The Cleveland is better than I thought they would be. They're winning games. Deshaun Watson at times is hurt. He looks half decent. I still think the Browns will not get out of the first round, even if they make the playoffs. But you got to give them credit. They're better than I thought they would be. Number three is keep your eye on Jacksonville. I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think they're quite there yet. I think they're about 2 or 3 years away from it, especially against Kansas City, Baltimore. But keep your eye on Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville could win a game or two. Like right now, Kansas City, I've not been impressed with the Chiefs. I don't think they have receivers at all that were outside of Travis Kelce that's a tight end. The running game is questionable. The defense is good. The defense is very good. Outside of quarterback and defense and coach, and Travis Kelce, there's not a lot there to love. So there you go. Three, keep your eye on Jacksonville. I think it's very possible that they could win some games in the playoffs. Number two, Eagles are going to go back to the Super Bowl. Listen, right, San Francisco's having trouble. Detroit, I love them, but I think they're too young. And I think Detroit might even be 2 or 3 years away from really making the play, making a Super Bowl push here. There's not the biggest threat to San Francisco, the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the NFC was San Francisco, and they are struggling. Now, I do think San Francisco pulls it together, but 5-3, I mean, they're not even challenging Philadelphia for the number one seed in the NFC. So I don't know, you know, I my guess is it's like Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Philadelphia, somewhere around there, Super Bowl, but, you know, I mean, I thought San Francisco would be challenging Philadelphia for the number one seed. The only team that's actually doing that's Detroit, and they're not going to get it. It's going to probably be Philadelphia. Now, the thing is Philadelphia does have a really troublesome schedule coming up here. They have to face Kansas City, teams like that. Plus, I think they have to, I mean, so it's a very, you know, it's a tough schedule here from week 10 to 12 to 14. But I think Philadelphia, I think they're good enough. I think Jalen Hurts is – I think he's MVP candidate right now. So keep your eye on Philadelphia to win, at least get the number one seed in the NFC. And my number one is – and it's not a surprise. Not a surprise. I think the rookie of the year goes to C.J. Stroud. Incredible performance last few weeks. And I said this going into the draft. I said I would take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. I thought he was more mobile, bigger, could escape the pocket, throw the ball. That's what you get. And so rookie of the year, there's only two or three other people that I can even consider. And I think it goes to C.J. Stroud, who he had a very good year at Ohio State, almost beat Georgia in that playoff game. It was a couple plays away from beating Georgia in that playoff game. I think he's slightly better than Bryce Young. I'm just saying, keep your eye on C.J. Stroud, not only winning Rookie of the Year, but being a finalist for MVP his rookie season. Now, I think Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, people like that outbid him for MVP. I don't think he's going to win MVP, but Final Four, Final Five MVP, absolutely. And Houston, I don't think Houston, I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I wouldn't be surprised if Houston wins 7 or 8 games. Wouldn't be surprised. C.J. Stroud is incredible. So there you go. Keep your eye on C.J. Stroud. Maybe 2 or 3 years away from winning MVP and make he and Houston to winning a playoff game or two. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Cosmos Court Show today. For the final time, we're live in Virginia Beach. I do not own the copyrights to The Final Countdown by Europe, our intro song. I do not own the copyrights to that. But thank you for listening to the Cosmos Court Show today. I hope everyone has a great day. And we will talk tomorrow. For the final time today, we're live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow, everyone. It is the Carson's Court Show. We will talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. Have a good day, everyone. Carson's Court Show.